Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
All right, let's reset things. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Rob is here as well, taking you up until 6 o'clock. All right. This should go without saying, but I feel like it's a really important way to kick off the show. I am for all small businesses. I want to see everybody win. Why would I not want to see people win? It goes without saying. But I'm a little frustrated at the news that we continue to sell these stories to the public because we know that this is red meat to the public. This is irresponsible in my mind to continue to keep sharing these stories. There was one that came across my timeline. I saw Bob Fesco talking about it. I planned on talking about it. This came from KSHB 41 News. This is a bar owner in Platte City, Missouri, complaining about not seeing a boost from the World Cup. Here's the story.
After years of preparing for one of the world's biggest sporting events, the World Cup has filled Kansas City Stadium, Fan Fest, and bars across KC. But north of the river, it's been a different story.
We thought maybe we'd get a little bit just based on proximity to the airport.
As the Northland reporter, I spent months talking to business owners preparing for this event. For Laura Lowry, owner of Barley and Vine in downtown Platte City, that meant bringing down extra TVs, creating World Cup themed drink specials, and even extending business hours.
It's fun on a USA game, but other than that, the TVs are on and no one's watching them.
Lowry says she believes location has played a big role, being 30 minutes away from where the World Cup activities are taking place.
The people who are coming to Kansas City, they're coming to watch the game and to be a part of these World Cup events. So us being 30 minutes removed from that definitely takes away our opportunity to participate in anything like that.
Yo, what are we doing? I hate to begin the show this way. I have so many questions. I don't have anything against this woman and her business. I've never heard of it. I've never been there before. I'm happy to stop in. Rob, it's 30 minutes away from the action. Do we think in New Orleans, when it's Mardi Gras, we're interviewing restaurants 30 minutes outside of Bourbon Street, asking them why they're not seeing a big boost in tourism from the event? What are we doing here? Why are we talking to this person? She thought she was going to see a boom for the France-Morocco game 30 minutes away? From who? Who is driving to Platte City to watch these other games? Yes, for the U.S. game, sure. I'm sure you get your locals that don't want to drive into town and decide to stay out there. If you're in town for the World Cup, why in the world would you be driving 30 minutes outside of town to go watch the game on television at a Northland Platte City area sports bar? Is this what it's going to be every time that we get something really cool in town? Is this what it's going to be like for the Super Bowl? I'm serious. Is this what it's going to be like? Somebody in Independence, Missouri is going to be interviewed by the news because they didn't see a huge boost in their business, now knowing that it's going to be 40 minutes away from the stadium. Why are we doing this? Why are we selling these stories? Who is the intended audience for these stories? Who wants these stories? At this point, I think everybody would agree with these two statements.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Visit KC or whomever overestimated the amount of visitors that were coming into Kansas City for these soccer games. whatever the number was, 650,000, seven, whatever the number was, you should have known a year ago it was BS. We all knew that. If you were watching the news or paying attention, you knew that that number was not correct. So if you were operating your business like you were going to get that level of foot traffic, you made a terrible mistake. I also think it is going to be very difficult to sell it to me as somebody who's been to P&L, who's somebody who's been to FanFest, as somebody who has been to a World Cup game. It's going to be very difficult for you to sell me in 2 weeks when this is over that this was a negative. I'm sorry, you can't sell it to me. I've seen it. To quote Jay-Z, you can't sell me BS. I know the prices. We just got to start understanding that the tourists have made a decision. So when we get more touristy things, maybe you'll get a political convention. I believe we're going to get the World Cup, or not the Super Bowl one day. I believe we'll get a major wrestling pay-per-view. I'm sorry, but your Olathe sports bar is not getting a boost because WrestleMania is here. What are you doing? Why do we think that? I'm tired of the news continuing to sell these stories. We got one more game on Saturday. It should be fantastic. Lionel Messi could be playing in his last World Cup game or continuing to advance to get his second consecutive World Cup. He might win the Golden Boot. It's going to be sold out. It's going to be lovely. It's going to be beautiful. There's only two cities in the United States that got more World Cup games than Kansas City. But we got to quit packaging this same story about this French coffee shop down in the crossroads has not seen a boost from the World Cup. It's intellectually dishonest. What do you think, Rob?
I mean, everything you're saying is spot on. And also, I don't mean this as any disrespect to the business owner. Did they really think that having specialty cocktails and extra TVs was going to bring people in? Like, I think their location is the killer. But I think one thing I'm learning about the World Cup is, if you were willing to be around the stuff and cater to World Cup fans, you probably got World Cup fans. Like, I've been to bars down in Crossroads. I've been to bars in the plaza. The places that have signage up and flags and all this stuff to indicate, hey, it's World Cup Central, those places are experiencing a boom. But if you're in Platt City and you're telling me I got specialty cocktails, no one who's staying in, you know, Riverside where or up by the Berkeley front where Argentina is staying is driving to Platt City for a specialty cocktail and an extra TV. You got to do a little bit more. You got to be a little bit more proactive. So it's not just be where the tourists are. If you're going to be there, that's great. But if you're not going to be there, you have to give them a reason to come out to your business. And we're seeing things like Kick It in KC was not a good enough thing to have people come out to be part of, leaving the fun area. I hope this one's business does great with Platt City residents, but no one was going to leave downtown ahead of the Netherlands match after the Orange March to go get a specialty orange cocktail before their matchup with Tunisia. That wasn't happening. And if it was, you didn't let these people know it was even an option.
The text line corrected me. This company, the one that we're talking about, it's called Barley and Vine. Now go support Barley and Vine. I'm happy to go out there. I'm happy to meet this woman, shake her hand, and hey, sometimes the game's the game. You decided to talk to the news, you became content. I'm sorry. Rob, this is a wine bar that offers a wide selection of craft beers, whiskeys, and wine memberships in Platt City. You couldn't have thought that you were going to get some massive boost from the World Cup. What's happening here? Come on now.
If anything, that bar should have done a really good job of pandering more to their regulars. Hey, we're not going to get a boom, so let's make sure our regulars show up. That actually sounds like a fun bar. I like wine. I like, you know, craft beer, especially cocktails. That place would be for me if I lived in Platt City. You should be making sure if a Platt City resident likes that place, they should be coming in more, not trying to entice some random Dutch fan who lives in the Riverside for a month. No, pander to your locals.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, two things can be true. This has been a net positive for the city, but also folks bought into the hype by the mayor, Visit KC, and KC 2026 and all other officials, and it didn't live up to their expectations. I said that. I agree with you. I guess I'm saying is there became a point long before the visitors got here that their estimates were wrong. It did not just catch up with you in the middle of June that they lied to us. I've been saying that on this show for months. I've been saying, hey, the math ain't mathing. if you've been paying attention to this, the flights are not adding up. The hotel rooms are not staying. All you had to do was watch the news. Hey, FIFA just canceled a block of hotel rooms. Hey, the flights, this is like a normal summer in Kansas City. We've been talking about it on this show for weeks now. If you don't live downtown, you are not affected by the World Cup at any point. You haven't been.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.